We are learning Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, and beginning from the new Mishnah on top of Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Hacholetz liyevimtoy. Someone gives chalitza to his Yevama. For example, you have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven dies without children. Shimon gives chalitza to Reuven's wife. V'nosa ochiv es hachoysa. And Reuven, who was married to Rachel got chalitza from Shimon. Levi went ahead and married Leah, a sister. Umeitz. Now Levi dies and leaves his wife without any children. He dies without children and leaves his wife to Yibum. The problem is, his wife, Leah, is Shimon's achois chalutzasai. He did chalitza to Rachel, and therefore Leah is also as achois chalutzasai. The halacha is, uchaletzas loyim say vemes. Because midaraisa really achois chalutzasai doesn't pater, only achois ishtai. It means if you have a wife, and then your wife's sister falls to Yibum, that sister is pater from Yibum. But we compare a chalutza, someone who you gave chalutza to as your wife, and therefore it's like a chayis ishtoi, and therefore we say you can't do yibum. But you need chalitza because medaraisa, it's taka, does fall to yibum. Mashinkein, if you gave a get to your wife, if someone's married to a lady and you gave a get to that wife, and the sister falls to yibum, that sister's also a medaraisa yibum. There's no chalitza at all, because as long as your wife is alive, even after gerushin, there's still an iser to marry her sister, and therefore, if her sister falls to Yibum, there is no Yibum or Chalitza at all. And that's the next case. Same thing, if there's a guy, Reuven, who's married to Rachel, and Shimon married to Leah, Reuven gives a get to his wife, Rachel, and Shimon dies, Leah falls to Yibum to Reuven. The halacha is, there's part of him Yibum. Why? Because Reuven was married to Leah's sister, and it's considered a Chalitza Ishtoi. And the Gemara's going to ask, what's v'chein? The different halachas. The chalitza halach is, it's only v'drabanan. And by gerishin, it's the raisa. You have to know what v'chein is. The Gemara's going to ask what v'chein is. Zok the mishnah v'ayta. Shemeres yavim shekidash ochiv es achoysa. We have here a case, we have Reuven and Shimon. And Reuven dies without children. Shimon, lemaisa, this is Levi, also for the same price. And Shimon goes ahead and is Mekadesh Rachel's sister, Leah. It means Reuven dies without children, leaves Rachel. Rachel falls to Yibum. And then this guy, Shimon, goes ahead and gives Kedushin to Leah. And really, Leah is Achoy Zikukasai. And the Midrabanan, you're not allowed to marry Achoy Zikukasai. But Kedushin itself is not an Isser, really, until you do Bia. Kedushin itself is not an Isser. So you did Kedushin. So now the problem is that you can't continue the marriage with this Leah because there's still a Zika from her sister Rachel. So you have, if there's another brother here, you have to wait till another brother does Yibum Achalitza to Rachel, gets her out of the way, gets a Zika out of the way, and then you could continue your marriage with Leah. So Shemeres Yavash Kiddush Achav Es Achoysa. Shimon was with Kaddish's sister. Mishim Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seiru Omru, Oymrim Loi Hamtei, wait at Shiyashich HaMaisa, until your brother does a Maisa, Cholotz does a Maisa, the Chalitza Yibum, so Cholotz Lo Achim, if the brother does Chalitza, your consort does Yibum, Yichlis Ishtar, then you can continue marrying your own wife, because the Zika is off. Another way how the Zika will be off, Maisa HaYevama, if the Yevama dies, which means Reuven's wife, Rachel, dies, so then you continue marrying your wife, Leah, because Rachel dies, no Zika anymore. So Maisa HaYevama, Yichlis Ishtar. And the same price would be, even a chayis ishtar would be mutter, a real chayis ishtar, especially a chayis zukas would be mutter if the Yavama dies. Meis Yavam, but if there was a third brother who was going to do chalitza, even if he died, so now there's no way to get rid of the Zika anymore, then yoytis ishtar, beget, the one gave condition you have to give a get to, because now it's a chayis zukas, there's nothing you can do about, but it's just achiv a chalitza. And then the brother's wife, Reuven's wife, who was waiting in the wings for Yibum, and Levi died, so he has to do chalitza to her. He can't marry her anymore because now it's achois grushasai, because he the other wife he had to give a get to. So it's achois grushasai, he can't do yibum to her. So he gives a chalitza and he loses both women now. He can't marry the yibum wife because he already gave kedushin to the sister, and then that would be achois grushasai. And he can't continue with his own wife because that's achois zikukasai. I give chalitza first to Reuven's wife Rachel, then marry Leah. No, then it's a problem of achoyis chalutzasai. That would also be a problem. Therefore, you're stuck. The only way that can work out for your Rebbe Meseir is only if there's another brother. Zok the Gemara on the Mishnah. The first part of Mishnah said that someone who gives means that Reuven and Shimon gives chalitza to Reuven's wife Rachel, and then a different brother married Levi married Leah, and then Levi dies. Leah cannot do Yibum with Shimon. Why not? Because it's a chois chalutzosai. And then it says, V'chein, the same case is also, if it would be this one falling, a chois gerushosai. So, Frank of Arkash, my V'chein, it's a different halacha. The halacha is by chalitz, liyav vimtai, and then her sister falls to Yibum. Dear, you need chalitz at least, because not medaraisa, it's not pater medaraisa, it's not an erba medaraisa. Mashaykin, if you give a get to your own wife, and then your wife's sister falls to Yibum, there, she's disqualified, also chay sister, as long as she's still alive. So it's not v'chein, my v'chein. So tomorrow you're right, you have to change the gear. So ima aval hamagarish. That means chay schul tzasa is a chalitz of lemis ha-vemis. Aval hamagarish is part of the gamri. Omer HaShlokesh, HaShlokesh says, we had this in yesterday's daf, Omer HaShlokesh, kan shana Rebbe, here is where Rebbe taught us, achoyz gerusha medivrei Torah, which means the town of Mishnah, who is Rebbe, taught us that achoyz gerusha is medivrei Torah, therefore she gets the squaff of Yim Legamri, no chalitz even. Achoyz chalutza medivrei Sarfim, achoyz chalutza needs chalitza, because there, it's only medivrei Abonim. And therefore he needs a chalitza still. Zog the Gemara Vayit, says the Mishnah, Shemeres Yavim Shkidesh Achiv Es Achoyza, that means, there's Reuben dies and his wife falls to Yibum. Shimon goes ahead quickly and gives a kedushin to Leah. So now he's a kedush to Leah, and there's not a brother Levi. So there, as long as Levi takes care of the Zika of Rachel, he can continue with his marriage. That's the halacha in our Mishnah. Almost well, halacha kedivrei Reuben Meseira. We paskin like a Reuben and Meseira, which means we hold yes Zika, and therefore even though he gave kedushin, he cannot continue the marriage. Of course, it's a chayz zukasai. But the rabbanon hold ein Zika. The Israel rabbanon hold ein Zika. Like the Gemara's Medayik Daf Yudches, from this says the halacha Reuben Meseira must be that someone who argues. The rabbanon will argue Reuben Meseira hold ein Zika, and therefore, once you gave kedushin, you could continue with the marriage, and there's no problem with chayz zukasai. And Bayu Lahu, the question is like this. In the case of our Mishnah, with Shemeres Yavam, which was the Reuben's wife Rachel's waiting in the wings, Shimon was Mekadosh Leah, and now Shimon has to wait until someone takes care of the Zika of Rachel. Let's say Shimon's wife, who he gave Kedushin to, Leah, dies. Could he now go back and do Yibum? That's the question. Could he do Yibum? So you look at it this way. Rachel, by the beginning, when Reuben died, Rachel was Mutter to Shimon. Shimon went ahead and made Kedushin. Now Rachel became Aser to Shimon. Now Shimon's wife dies, she became back Mutter. What's the halacha? So Rav Chanin Adam Tavaro Mesa Ishtoi Mutter Yavimtai. If his wife dies, then Shimon is Mutter in the Yavam. Shmuel Rav Asi Adam Tavaro Mesa Ishtoi Aser Yavimtai. Mesa Ishtoi is Aser Yavimtai. He also asks, what's the Biyam Achai? Because I'm a Rav. My time of the Rav, Mishum Dahavoi Yavamo Shahutra Vinesra Vachazu Vahutra Tachsa Tayarishan. The reason why it's mutter, because Rav holds, if the Yavam was mutter, v'shas tefila, then became aser, and went back to the heter, the loch is, it's mutter. Because since v'shas tefila, when she fell to Yibum, she was mutter, it's not called the eshes ach shesh labanim, and therefore, as long as she goes back to heter rishon, the loch is that she is mutter. Now, Tosis really asked, that we have before in Daf Chav Zayin Amabeis, that Rav holds, even loy hutra metchila, the loch is that you say that it's mutter v'yibum. So Taisa says, no, that Gemara is talking about where it was a Zika derabanan. It was only a Shaila of a derabanan. But here it was a Chis Ishtoi deraisa. So here the Nesra was much stronger because once he gave Kedushin to Leah, Rachel was also to him mid deraisa. So there it's a Nesra mid deraisa. Maybe it'd be worse, and maybe it is worse. So Rav says, only if it was Hutra Matchila, are you mutter to Tachsa Tairishim back to the heter of a Chis Ishtoi. But the Gemara before on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis Chayis Zekukasa, which is more kuladik, entitled the Maskal Mai. Another diak over here is that the Rishonim talk about that what would happen if there was no other, let's say Levi died, there's no third brother Levi, and Levi died, and then Shimon's wife that he gave Kedushin to Leah dies. Now, if you think about it, at one point Rachel was Mutal Ashuk; she wasn't a Yivam anymore because when Levi dies. And we have a kedushin here. So then she's a erva, and she's really mutal ashok, and still was saying tachsa tera rishon, which is a very interesting phenomenon. And akapanim, I in the lumdus, one of the lumduses are that when there's an isra chayis ishto erva, it's not pshat. There's no yibum whatsoever. The pshat is there's an isra to do yibum, and therefore you can't do chalitza yibum. But not pshat. There's no yibum at all, and therefore it's still in the wings, and it could be tachsa tera rishon. But that's for a bigger lumdus. It should be ma'ayin in that, but not for now. So now, let's go back to this Rav Shita. Gemara have a kash on that. Rav Shita was that if you have Hutra, Venesra, Vachazra, Hutra, it's Mutra. Master Rav Amruna from a Braisa. It says in the Braisa like this. Rav Amruna asked from a Braisa. It says in the Braisa, Gimel Achim Bezesun Bezachoyis. You have Reuven and Shimon married to Rachel and Leah. Ve'achem Mufna, Levi is single. Meis Echem Bala Echoyis. Reuven dies without children. Ve'also Ba Mufna Maimer. The Mufna does Maimer in Rachel. Ve'achem Meis Ochem Vashaini. After Shimon died. Now, Shimon's wife, Leah, fell to Yibum, but there was no Yibum because the problem is that Rachel is married with a maimer ready to Levi. Va'akach meis ishtoi. Then afterwards, Shimon's wife died. Eventually, Shimon's wife died. So now, what's the status with Reuven's wife that had a maimer on her? Oh, you say Yivama chaletzes v'loimis avemis. Halacha is he can't do Yibum anymore. Why? Because at one point she was also to you alts. She was also to you alts achoyis zikukosai. That's the problem. So this Baal's Maimer was also to you at one point. So what's the halach? Here it's a case, and here it's a Yevamah Shehutra, because when Reuven died, Rachel was mutter to Levi. Then Venesra became Usher when Shimon died, because now Rachel's sister felt even more so. So now they became Achoy Zukukasai. Then when Shimon's wife died, because of Hutra, Taksa Teirishon, Shimon Mutter. Why is it Usher? Shimon Mutter. If you Rav, Chayra, it's Hutra, Venesra, because of Hutra. Ishtik, he was quiet. He never tarts. That was a Runa and Akasha, and they were quiet. The boss of the Nafak, Omar, Amile Armit. Why didn't you say so? After Aruna asked this question, and he asked it actually to Rava, because Rava said Pshat and Rav. So Rav Nuna asked this question to Rava on Rav from the Braisa, and Rava didn't answer. He didn't answer Rav Nuna's question. After Aruna left, he said, you know what? Why didn't I answer? How did I answer? I could have answered that you're right, that Braisa is not like Rav. Let's go and quote the Tana, Rav Eliezer. Why didn't I tell him Rav Eliezer? It's going to quote the Shita of Rav. Domar, Rav Elazar holds in Perek Beis Shammai, which is a Perek later on in the Masechta, he holds Kimon Shomdlov Shachas Beister Nesra Velamas. He holds any time a certain person is also to you, then it's also to your Lamas. For example, the case he gives there is a regular case, just two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven has a wife, he divorces her, and then remarries her. Now, at one point when he divorced her, that wife was Osir, became Osir to Shimon because Grushas Achim. Then he remarried her, and then he dies. Rav Elazar holds they can't be mutter even. Why? Since Omdo Alav Sha'achas Be'isse Grushas Ach, it's also. So therefore, we see Rav Elazar is very makbar on the idea of Nesra. So therefore, we should say that maybe this Tana is the Tana of Rav Elazar. That's what we say. This Tana is the Tana of Rav Elazar. That's the Gemara's question. Should be the Tana of Rav Elazar. So the Gemara is, maybe not. Aim Rav Elazar Hecha L'chaz B'shas Tefila. Maybe Rav Elazar only said that Hechelik Chaz B'Shas Tefila. There was never Hutra really. It was never was a time that it was Hutra, because according to Rav Elazar, once it's Nesra forever. And when Reuven dies eventually, it's also the Shimon right away. But in a case where it's Mutter B'Shas Tefila, like this case where Reuven died, Rachel was Mutter to Levi. Maybe Rav Elazar doesn't hold there it's Nesra. Hadama in no the first of Brisa Rav Elazar holds this case is Nesra. Vatanya. Rav Elazar Imer, Meisa Yevimtoi, Mutter B'Ishtoi. This is the case of our Mishnah. Meisa Yevimtoi, Mutter B'Ishtoi. He gave Kedushin to his Yavam's sister, Yavam's sister. It says, Meisa Yevimtoi, Mutter B'Ishtoi. Meisa Ishtoi, Oysa Yavama, Chaletzes, V'loi Misi Avemes. But if his wife dies, that Yavama is Chaletzes Yavemes. Even though that Yavama at one point was Mutter. Because Reuven died without children, Rachel fell to Shimon. Shimon went ahead and made kedushin to Leah. So halacha is that he can't continue kedushin with the marriage of Leah until you take away the zikah from the Yivama. So it says, "Meisei Yivama, they mutter be'ishtai." But Meisei Ishtai, if his wife dies, Oisei Yivama, it's chaletz leis Yivama. Why? Because at one point that Yivama was also to him. It was hutra v'nesra chazor hutra. You see, Rav Elazar's klar not like hutra v'nesra. You can say that's beyond the brayis. It's going according to Rav Elazar. So Mara says, Lema Shmuel Rasi Domek Rav Elazar. Maybe Rav Shmuel Rav Asi, who hold there's a problem of Nesra, maybe the whole Rav Elazar Perek Beis Shammai. So Mara, no. I feel like Domek Rabbanu, even according to Rabbanu, Agar Rav Elazar, Ad kam in kemithgir rabbanu la derav laz el mishum the nefila ve'elach lemitzur elayu. That case of Perek Beshamai is not an iser b'shas the nefila zibum. There was a nesra before the died even before the yibum b'chlal. That was the nesra. That nesra was before Reuven died. It was because Reuven was megaris his wife and took her back. His grusazach. So it was aser before avahalcha the itzer. But here, in a case where it was aser, became aser after the nefila. For rabbanu ma'ida, may rabbanu even ma'ida. That after Nefila, where it becomes like a din of Eishusach, there it'll be usher, it'll be worse because the Pasuk says, Yavamu Yavay Aleha, and it has to be Yavamu Yavay Aleha, Vishas when there's a Zika. And here, there was a time when Shas when there's a Zika, there was no Heter Yibum, and therefore, maybe the Rabbanu will agree that here it will be Nesra. So they can even shtim like the Rabbanu Agar Avalaza. Avalaza is to the extreme. He holds a Nesra, even Mishlev Vishas Nefila. Maybe they hold that much Rabbanu don't hold of. But here, the Rabbanu will agree to Nesra since it was Nesra, B'shas Nefilah.